from American Jazz Radio.
Rockin' at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2012 to celebrate the birthday of jazz guitarist Wes Montgomery with our special guest, Danny Embry. Dr. Pearl offers Angelina in Hollywood some relationship advice, and Rick Santorum, remember him, checks into Serena's School for Scat for some public speaking lessons. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
Oh, yes. And the weather's starting to take a turn for the better, and I'm feeling it.
You know what? I'm looking forward to planting a garden, getting fresh vegetables out there. But I have to tell you, Pete, McDonald's in France has a new sandwich on the menu.
Oh.
Mac baguette. Do you know what they call a Happy Meal? It's a lunch at a cafe across the street from a McDonald's.
Speaking of McDonald's, did you read about the lady in Nebraska who found a chicken McNugget that she claims looks just like George Washington?
Mm.
Yeah. And if you stack two double quarter pounders with cheese and a Big Mac, it looks just like William Howard Taft.
If you think that looks strange, how about the couple at Kennedy Airport who had raw sewage from an airplane dumped on them? Hey, the tourists didn't mind since it smelled a lot better than the cab they took into town. Wow, we need to get moving with this show. Let's get it started with David Bassie singing a tune recorded by Wes Montgomery. Duke Pearson's Janine.
Last time I saw Janine, she looked just like a royal queen. And she cruised by with some wealthy guy in a Cadillac limousine. Last time I saw Janine. Oh, last time I saw Janine. Recall when we were 17. I was a new beau not so long ago, but too short on that long, long green. Satisfied Janine, now she's gone from me. Moved away from the old neighborhood, and I'm certain she's gone for good. Last time I saw Janine, the doll love sign stood in between. There was a love lost to a rising cost, and since then I haven't seen Janine.
Thank you.
She's gone from me, moved away from the old neighborhood, and I'm certain she's gone for good. Last time I saw Janine, the doll stood in between. There was a love lost to a rising cost, and since then I haven't seen Janine.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of guitarist Wes Montgomery. Born in Indianapolis, Montgomery came from a musical family. His brothers, Monk and Buddy, were jazz performers too. Young Wes started playing the guitar at the old age of 19, listening to and copying the recordings of his idol, guitar great Charlie Christian. You know, they say Wes could play Christian's solos note for note.
Montgomery toured with vibraphonist Lionel Hampton's orchestra. He signed with Riverside Records, where Wes recorded two of his best-known compositions, 4-on-6 and West Coast Blues.
In 1964, Wes Montgomery moved to Verve Records, where he recorded a number of albums featuring a full orchestra. He recorded with jazz organist Jimmy Smith and toured extensively in the 60s, including successful trips to Europe.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes Wes Montgomery made famous. To get that done, we're going to need a great guitarist, and that would be our special guest and friend, Danny Embrick.
Welcome back to the show, Danny.
Great to be here.
When was the first time you heard Wes?
When I was a kid, my older brother used to play Wes Montgomery records, and I heard that sound, and it stuck in my head.
That sound. What is it about that sound?
His sound is produced mostly by the thumb, plucking the strings with the thumb instead of a pick. And it gets this real fat, mellow sound, and that's how he created that.
A really fat, mellow sound. It sounds like you have to have a special thumb to do this.
In his case, it was very special.
You're being serious?
Yeah.
Like have a sharpened callus on it or something?
He actually developed a callus on there playing after all those years, and it was kind of like a pick in a way.
So do you have special thumbs? Is that what you're telling us?
Not me.
Okay. Now, what is it about that sound that he did produce that you really appeal to?
Well, it's the real fat sound and also the melodic content. He didn't throw away any notes, nothing unnecessary, and his time feel was just impeccable.
Yeah, trim the fat and keep the meat, right?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, it is a pleasure to have you back on the show, and as always, you sound great. Y'all already heard him on the first tune, but we're going to get him playing some more music. Joe, what tunes are we going to get started with here?
This is a tune that Wes Montgomery recorded on his The Incredible Guitar of Wes Montgomery album. It's a great jazz standard called Gone with the Wind. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your miserable, wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
Don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, our first letter is from Angelina in Hollywood. She writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I'd pay an arm and a leg to get people to start talking about my arm instead of my leg. I have a brain too, you know, not to mention a nice tush. I thought Brad was pulling my leg when he said a billion people were looking up my skirt. I felt like the guest of honor at a gynecologist convention, not the Oscars. You know, I don't want to end up doing commercials for Legos. So, Dr. Pearl, is my career on its last leg?
Oh, my, Angelina. First of all, you know, you're talking about your arms. I don't think you could peel back a shroud, let alone raid a tomb with those thin arms. But, you know, the dress did what the dress did, and you wore it. Now, let me help you out, sister. Here we go. Your leg hit that red carpet while you and Brad Pitt waved. Exposed a lot of flesh, girl. It's a good thing that you shaved. Don't worry about the movies. It didn't cause a ripple. Everyone forgot about your gams when they thought they saw J-Lo's nipple.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Fans will forget before too long.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You really didn't do anything wrong.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
At least you did wear a thong. Now please, girl, get something to eat.
Okay, the next letter is from Rick, somewhere on the campaign trail. He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I'm hoping you can help me, even though you went to some elitist college. I'm having a hard time winning in the primaries, and I think it's because Satan is jealous of my sweater vests. Plus, I've been vomiting so much, I got a part in the next Hangover movie. You know, I just want to be president, Dr. Pearl. Can you help me?
Yes, first of all, I like that you think a state college education is elitist, but I guess in your book, that does count. I did get one. And thank you for ruining cappuccinos for me. I can't drink anything with a froth on it now, but I will help you. You say Ron Paul is scary and Gingrich is a lobbyist. Romney's not conservative, Obama the snobbiest. But you caused a big flap, and the one that won't go away when you offended your own church. They worship JFK.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Man, your views are really spooky.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And those sweater vests, well, kooky.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And you make everybody puke. Especially after Googling your name.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
If you've got problems, Dr. Pearl is playing your song.
I tell you. Sweater vest, really? Who likes a sweater vest?
Oh, yeah. There's more fun right here. Coming up on 12th Street Jump.
Think see Ward Cleaver? We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Wes Montgomery, we celebrate the birthday this week of vocalist Flora Purim. Born in Rio de Janeiro, Purim is best known for her vocals on Chick Corea's landmark album, Return to Forever. She has recorded and performed with artists from Stanley Clark and Dizzy Gillespie to Gil Evans, Stan Getz, and Santana. Married to Latin percussionist Erto Moreira, Purim received Brazil's Lifetime Achievement Award for her contributions.
Purim's Romanian-born father played the violin, and her Brazilian mother was a piano player. Flora discovered American jazz when she listened to her mother's records. Her major influences were Dinah Washington, Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, as well as piano players like Bill Evans and Oscar Peterson.
Now here's our own Nedra Dixon with a Chick Corea tune that Flora Purim recorded with him on his Light as a Feather album, You're Everything.
Nothing seems so right as to be with you, and when I'm with you, I always sing, you're everything. And as time goes by, floating like a bird, am I? Even songbirds seem all to sing, you're everything. Nothing seems so right as to be with you, and when I'm with you, I always sing, you're everything. And as time goes by, floating like a bird, am I? Even songbirds seem all to sing, you're everything. Oh, days are so much fun for those who know that in love all life's a game. And as we go dancing through the sun in love, and as time goes by, floating like a bird, am I? Even songbirds seem all to sing, you're everything. Thank you.
As a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Jamie Murdoch had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
In Michigan and Arizona, you know, the results were contradictory.
Who won?
After the votes were all counted, it was still contradictory. You know, Santorum lost both states, but he still calls that a victory.
Bin Laden's house is gone. There's nothing left to plunder. Osama's house demolished. Pakistan blew it asunder.
There you go.
Before the Donald turned it into a Motel 6 feet under.
If you ask Virginia women to come up with something comparable, they probe their governor's prostate. Ouch. With something that's transvaginal.
Who forgot to tell Billy Crystal his job was to amuse?
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Tad Dameron wrote it, Wes Montgomery recorded it, and now here's Danny Embry to play. If you could see me now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz, yeah, jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. David Bassey, what's going on in the world of
Man,
jazz?
Man, Resonance Records today is released Wes Montgomery's first recordings, 1958-1959. It's called Echoes of Indiana Avenue. And you wouldn't think Indianapolis is a jazz capital, would you?
No.
It is. It's
really?
The place where they got their start, the Monk Brothers. And he's there with his brothers and all the cats. And you can get it now. It's in the stores right now. If you can find a record store, you'd be there, baby.
Where there's cats, there's kittens. So I will be there.
What about the birthdays, babe?
Well, besides Flora Purim, Wes Montgomery, we celebrate the birthdays this week of clarinet great Barney Bigard and drummer Lee Young, both of whom helped define jazz in the 1930s. Happy birthdays go out there to three great sax players, George Coleman, Herschel Evans, and the brilliant jazz innovator Ornette Coleman. Happy birthday wishes to pianist Dick Hyman and vocalist Bobby McFerrin. It's a birthday week of two more great keyboard masters, Billy Childs and James Williams. It all happened this week in jazz.
You know, I have an unrelated question.
Go.
Like these guys that are Republicans running for president.
Uh-huh.
Like you got a guy with two first names, Ron Paul.
Yeah.
You got a guy with two last names, Newt Gingrich. You got a guy named Romney. But what's his first name? Like Mitt. I mean, is that like Mittagaya? Mitt Donald. Was it Mitt Donald?
Yeah.
Metoya.
Yes.
Like Metoya Jackson. You live like jazz. You got so much class.
Woo!
So I tip my hat and smile like crazy, baby, wild jazz.
We'll be right back with more 12th Street Junk.
Like Evander Holyfield. Mid-Vander.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
And you know...
Hey, Pete.
What?
Hey, here's something I did not know about Wes Montgomery.
What?
His nickname, Wes, is a variation on his real middle name, which is Leslie.
Yeah.
I guess he liked Wes more than Les.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of Les, Las Vegas will see less of Celine Dion. She's canceled her show until June because of a virus that's causing an inflammation of her vocal cords. It makes me wonder, how much would it cost to get her to breathe on Justin Bieber?
You know, that's kind of cruel. And happy birthday, Mr. Bieber. Yes. We also may be seeing less of Snooki on the Jersey Shore if it turns out she's really pregnant. That would be the biggest expansion in New Jersey that doesn't have Donald Trump's name on it.
Oh, now there's a case where less is more.
Yes. You know, how about some more of Danny Embry and the band?
Absolutely.
Here's a tune Wes Montgomery recorded on his 1965 Bumpin' album, Con Alma.
How about that Danny Embry, huh?
Very nice.
And we'll be back with more music in just a minute. But first, Pearl, have you noticed how a lot of people in the news today get in trouble speaking in public?
You mean like Mitt to Cadillac Romney?
You know, these politicians and celebrities don't know the universal language developed by leading jazz musicians to get them out of trouble.
I always wondered how they explained those cell phone pictures.
Well, it's something they call scat.
Scabba-da-bobba-da-bobba-da-bobba-da-bobba-da-beam!
And there's no better place to develop those language skills than right here at Serena's School for Scat.
Tell me more.
Why, Rick Santorum could have carried Michigan if he'd only let Serena show him how.
Church and state. God is great. Contraception. No protection. Try the super pack.
Wow. With Serena, you can climb the Scatterhorn.
You know, J-Lo wouldn't need a cover-up if she'd let Serena teach her some scat.
Nipple slip. I didn't zip. It was tense. Ow, I scared the sensor. Ow. Get some duct tape.
And that's Serena's School for Scat. You know, Serena could have helped out those oil company executives.
Price of gas. It's rising fast. Here's the plan. Blame Iran. I should have got a bike.
So take a tip from Serena. When Glenn Beck opens his mouth, it's time to scat.
Okay, let's bring back Danny Embry to do a Jerome Kern tune that Montgomery recorded on his Boss guitar, Dearly Beloved.
Thank you.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes, and Brett Schlegel, well, she uploads the show. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places, and be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumpin'.